mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like.
So Chew, you had a rock incident yesterday. You were all messed up about it in the show. You were all worried. It was hanging over your head. How did the rock situation shake out?
It's horrible. It's not fun. It's a grind. Although I did have, this is funny, someone from down here called the station and offered to help me.
Really?
Yeah. Listen to this. This is wonderful.
I just called about 10 minutes ago. My name is Bruno Giacomantonio, and I'm listening to Glenn, Gabe, Jen, and Chimera. And Chimera was just talking about how he needed to spread some stone after he got off the air at 9 o'clock and how he was getting anxiety about doing it. And I just wanted to let him know that I would be more than happy to do it for him. Because I do live in the same area that he lives in, and my number is...
Good job, Chew.
Not only...
Wait, Josh, did you do that? Josh, did
yes.
you
hold on? Yes.
Not only to help, but to do it. And
wow.
I appreciate Bruno. Bruno, you're the best. Thanks. But you know why I won't let him do it or let anyone help me?
Why?
Because
you
no
won't get credit from your wife.
If someone asked me to do it, I would do it. That's how miserable... I mean, I would work tobacco again, pick cucumbers. It's not fun. Now I just figured out because my calculations were wrong, I got to order another 4 yards of it.
Shocking.
Wait, I got so many questions. What exactly are you doing with this rock? Aren't you just moving it from one spot to another?
Yeah, so they dump it in the driveway. Hey, it's because my wife now she doesn't like shells. All right, shells are gone. So these are you know, pretty big rocks. Not huge, but you can only put so much of them in a wheelbarrow because they're so damn heavy.
Okay.
So it's twice the workload. So I cut the pile in half yesterday. I'm going to try and do that all today. But now I got to order another pile of them, which is just miserable. So just going to grind it out, keep my head down.
Have we done good?
Can I ask you a question, Jen?
Yep.
Valentine's Day is Friday.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yep.
Angie is in L.A. all week.
Mm-hmm.
She gets back Friday. Is that enough of a Valentine's present?
When you doing the rocks?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'd get some flowers.
Yeah. Like, come on, bud.
Just a little bit of effort.
This would be, in my mind, the best Valentine's present I could ever get.
It's important part.
I mean, but it's this is just more about timing. Like, if this was in the middle of June, you can be like, oh, well, for Valentine's Day, I did this. Like, it just happened to be timing. I think you just got to get her a little bit of flowers, bud. Maybe
what
a nice dinner.
Owen just put them on the rocks.
Part of me thinks also that you're enjoying this rock thing because you haven't been able to work out, and this kind of is, A, taking up time in your day that working out used to, and B, now you're getting a little bit of that workout that you've missed.
No, no. He enjoys this because he gets to bitch and moan. That's why.
You're right.
That's why he enjoys it.
Because I have the MRI. The MRI is on Friday, so that, I mean, this is
true, is like... bump elbow.
Badge of honor stuff here. This is like...
I got to be honest with you. I am struggling with your revelation that the wheelbarrow is heavy. You know what I mean? Like, you to me, you have always been like this Herculean guy who can handle all of the tasks. So you telling us that, like, you can only fill the wheelbarrow so much with the rock because it's heavy rock and you have to...
Well,
like, I'm struggling with this information.
Well, Jen, Achilles had his heel. Chewie's got an elbow.
It's the wheelbarrow will break. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, it's not you.
It's just it can only handle so much weight. But let's keep in mind, I'm going to be 56 in a handful of days here.
It is coming right up.
Mm-hmm.
56? Are you crapping me? What happened? 56.
Yeah.
That's kind of depressing, but I'm dealing with it.
Not well.
It's only depressing because you're injured.
I think that's it.
If you were like, it, you know, peak health, if you were like you were a year ago, you're working out regularly, you're eating well, you're drinking the, you know, trough of water every morning.
But here's a concern. And this is where my consistency comes into play. Because that's, if there's one thing, I am consistent.
Okay? If anything.
Because I ripped Josh Myers for being carted off the field the last playoff game, only to find out there was nothing wrong with him. My elbow's feeling pretty good. So if I go through with the MRI, which is probably, what, $1,100?
Yeah. And it turns out fine?
But it's not fine. You tried to bench last week, and you said that you could do only a fraction of the weight, and you could only do it for a certain amount of reps, and you said that, like, so it's not fine. It might be rested, but if you tried to bench today, I'm guessing, and I'm not wishing this on you, but I'm guessing you would still have trouble with the weight.
I think it might be all right. If I come home and my doc says they can't find anything wrong with the elbow, someone's going to wig.
It's not going to be you?
You know who that someone is.
Yeah, it's not going to be you.
Yeah.
So if there's nothing wrong in the MRI, you're worried you're going to have to come on the air Monday and issue apologies?
Either that or get another job. Because that is not going to go over well.
Fair enough. So this has really been like a eye-opening experience for you, huh? This bursasac, this elbow injury. I mean, you have gone through, it feels like, all of the stages of grief.
Yeah.
Certainly denial. Well, so there have been several instances of denial.
Yes.
I think we're teetering on it again.
My kids, to a child, says, grow up. You're not 36 anymore. You're 56. Stop doing all that weight. You're an idiot. And they're right. They're right.
About the idiot part?
Yeah.
Yeah, not going to get a lot of argument over here.
When the elbow's finally healthy again.
Yeah.
You're going to put 315 back on that bar again eventually.
You see, you can do it. Trying to make a point.
Yeah. And you know what? The bursasac will blow again.
All right. I just want to know that we're all, just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page. Okay.
I can't believe that somebody called you and offered to help you move the rock and you just flat out denied it. Flat out said, no, I'm good.
No. Because angry offered too. Uh-huh. I would never, if someone said, hey, can you help me spread rock here? I'd look at the pile and go,
I don't know. So I'm working through this from a philosophical standpoint. Like, if someone offers to help and you genuinely believe that it's not an empty gesture and the job is hard, the job is too big for you, just say yes.
No.
Just say yes. You cut the work time in a third, especially if you got both of the guys over there, and you have a little dude's day moving rock.
It's miserable. No. It's miserable. It is.
But misery loves company.
And they volunteer.
Yeah. They're good friends.
You'd rather just live in that misery by yourself?
Is it a sympathy thing, Joshy?
I think they're just being friendly and trying to help you out.
No.
Since you've complained about it now for a week straight.
No, sympathy from my wife. She'd be like, oh, that wasn't that big a deal. You had help. What the hell?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. Well, that's a big part of it. If he'd gotten the help, he's not getting full credit from his wife.
Sure, but this is a work smarter, not harder thing.
But he's also trying to double dip this thing as his Valentine's present, and there's no way that can fly if he got help.
Which I think that's Bush. I really do. I mean, come on. The thing's going to cost.
I thought you were just going to go over to Dean the dancing machine and get her something for Valentine's Day. Or was that a different holiday?
That was a different holiday, but okay, here's the deal. In the end, the rocks alone are going to cost $2,400. If I was to have someone spread it, it's $5,000. So I get the $2,400 credit to use at my own discretion, if you get my drift. Well,
to use on her Valentine's Day. To use on her Valentine's Day presents.
You got a weird transactional thing happening here. I'm not sure of the exchange rate. I'm not sure how this is all shaking out. Like, I still think you would have gotten credit for the task being done if you had taken up those dudes on their offer to help. You still get credit for it. And you might have even gotten more credit because it's like, oh, you didn't hurt yourself in the process.
No.
Joshy, if somebody offers to help you with a task that is like this, too much, too big, annoying, hard, frustrating, all of the things, are you saying yes or are you saying no?
Every time. Every single
time. Josh, here's the deal, okay? The Angries are one of our best friends down here.
The Angries.
She would give Angry more credit than I would get.
See, I think you just got to take that one on the chin. Is it going to make your life easier? Is it going to make you less in pain and less stressed and anxiety ridden? Then you just take it, man.
Suck it up.
Physically, it's worse for him. Mentally, it's better if he does it himself.
See, I don't feel like it because you've wrapped your brain in pretzels right now trying to justify ways.
Well, this is the reverse rub off of Gabe. How I rub off on him. Now I'm rubbing off his stubbornness.
Tell me more. Tell me more about how the two of you.
No.
Yeah, we get together and.
This is just pure stubbornness.
I love it, which is why I'm got your back here, pal.
Josh has got his hand over the dump button. Hovering like a no whammies, no whammies over there. Okay, Gabe, same question to you.
Yes.
You got a task. You got a job. You got two buddies who have offered to help you do it. It'll cut the whole total time by three.
Sure.
Yes or no?
Depends. Did one of the buddies tell me I can't do it by myself? Because if I'm told I can't do it by myself, then I'm doing it by myself.
You guys are so messed up.
I have none of that. If you want to hang out, do this with me, be my guest.
Talk about the old double dip. You also get a hangout out of the deal. Yeah.
Put on some nice tunes, some Steely Dan, crack a couple brewskis.
Exactly. What are we talking about here? Years. You could even say wheeling to go with the wheelbarrow. I don't know. Like, change it up. Karaoke your way through this thing. I don't know. You had two people offer to help you do it. You said no to both of them, and you're still over here crabbing about having to do it.
I'm good. It'll be done by Friday.
Feels like a prison of your own making is what it feels like.
I got your back, Chew. I believe in you.
Thank you. I do have a question. I'm not trying to question how difficult it is to move rocks. They are heavy. That is the nature of being a rock. If you actually put effort into this, instead of taking breaks and wandering off for lunch, could it be done by, like, tomorrow?
No way.
Or are you milking it?
No way. No.
Once there's zero milk going on?
56, I had to wear two shirts, because the first one was just, I could wring out.
Go tarps off.
And then the other one, it's just, if I had a beer, I'd be cramped up and I'd fall in the channel.
I promise you, you would not cramp up. You drink a gallon and a half before 9 a.m.
Yeah, but his hamstring keeps cramping up on him, too.
Eat a damn banana.
Nah, bananas are gross.
Yeah, so are hamstring pulls. Hamstring cramps.
Everything's got an impediment.
It'll be done. Yep. It'll be done.
Yeah, he's got a deadline. He's going to meet the deadline. Mm-hmm. I don't know what everybody's worried about, Chew.
Yeah. Gabe has faith.
We're not worried. I mean, it's his decision-making that has us questioning, right? It's the...
Yes.
Somebody came to you and said, I'm happy to help. And then another buddy said, hey, you want help with that? I'm happy to do it. And you were like, no, this job is too awful. I couldn't possibly foist it upon you.
What a selfless individual.
No. We're volunteering. He's like, no, I must do it on my own.
Everybody has their challenges and their crosses to bear. This is Chewy's. He doesn't want to bring that upon anybody else. I don't know what's so hard to understand.
Put it on the Jen Gabe and Chewy Twitter poll. If you had a job, a big job, something that was tough to do, physically demanding, and you had two buddies offer to help you do it, would you take them up on it, yes or no? I feel like this is going to be a 90, but maybe there are a bunch of stubborn people like you out there. The reason I had off in my head is because someone wrote it on the Carbless talking text line. Oh, Ron in the key. He said it's a rub off off. You and Chewy are having a rub off off.
Have you ever heard the phrase dumb Pollock? Here I am.
Wait, and yesterday there was a Polish thing too. Didn't you talk about being a ski?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? I have to remember. Yeah, maybe it'll show
up on... Scoop because it was scoopage, and he was more scoop-ski.
Now it can't show up on...
Did you think mentioning it now is going to help him remember on Friday?
Jared says, as much as I don't want to admit it, I'm in Chewy's camp. I hate asking for and getting help. But for me, the inconvenience factor of others plays a bigger part. I much rather do it myself. Oh, crap. I just realized.
Uh-oh.
I just realized.
You did the same thing.
This morning.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
By not asking mm-hmm. Chase to drive me to work, I didn't want to inconvenience him or Dario, so I took the Uber. Oh, man, go to break.
Also, coming from inside the house.
I think
boom, roasted.
I think there is a level here that we need to factor in with Chewy of not asking for or receiving help is trying to block him out from being asked to help someone else. And I think that's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I don't ask for help, that this person will then never ask me for help.
I don't want to owe you.
Right.
Awesome. You know what?
Uncomfortable laughter.
The chuckle tells all.
Gabe,
yeah.
They're getting there with my brain. They're starting slower, but they're getting there.
They're figuring it out.
Yeah.
We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We roll on right after this. We have power rankings coming up next. Some legit, actual, real power rankings next.
We'll see about that. But this is for real. This is legit. Going on right now. BOGO. Buy one, get one on your Screamin' Sicilian favorites. And you want to hurry while this lasts through February 18th at your local Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. Taste what all the screaming is about. Think of all the great Screamin' Sicilian flavors that exist with all the different crusts. Not only do they have the regular, they've got thin and crispy, they've got tavern style, they've got Detroit style, stuffed crust pizza. So many different flavors, so many different tastes, and it's right now, buy one, get one on your Screamin' Sicilian favorites at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. Take advantage now through February 18th. Palermo's flavor is our family's business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Come on, guys, let's think about this. Could you do 50 straight days of burgers?
That was very condescending. I just
let's put our heads together.
Again, I have children. I know condescending when I hear it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Valentine's idea for Chewy from Ron and the Key. Hand her a greeting card as you show off the new landscaping that says, Happy V-Day. Let's get you between a rock and a hard place. Does your wife like cheesy jokes? Puns, if you will?
That's cheesy.
Let's get to power rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
All right, we do it every year. Way, way, way too early power rankings. Back to normal rules. So with that, give me 10.
Crud, I wasn't ready. I'm looking. Hold on. I know, shocking. Way too early power rankings. Give me 10.
This is, just to be clear, this is for 2025, because I know every once in a while they do, like, power rankings of how they might look in 3 years.
Nope.
So this is just way too early for 2025.
2025.
How about the Chargers?
I said Vikings at 10.
Gabe's right. Minnesota Vikings are at 10.
I guess the quarterback situation with Minnesota makes them very...
Who knows what that's going to look like.
I didn't realize they had a lot of cap space too, though.
They do, but that could get... If they decide to sign Sam Darnold, a lot of that could get gobbled up very quickly.
Before we move on, let me ask you, Chew, very quickly, what would you do with the quarterback situation if you were the Vikings? What puts you in the best position to succeed?
I would move on... just because it's the Russell Wilson effect when Russell was young. Go with a quarterback who's young for a handful of years, don't have to pay him, build your roster. I guess their window's open. Is it? I mean,
it shuts a little bit. It's still open depending upon how good J.J. McCarthy is. But they seem to be very high on J.J. before the knee injury. I'm with you. Franchise and trade him.
I would not sign Darnold.
Okay.
9.
Chargers.
I'll agree with Jen. I'll go Chargers at 9.
The Cincinnati Bengals are at 9. They also have a lot of cap space.
I had them higher in the AFC.
They can. They have enough money, I think, to sign Chase and keep.
They got to pick one of the wide receivers. Happy? Yeah, they got to keep one of the wide receivers. They got to give Hendrickson. Yeah, they're going to be a mess. Yeah, they're going to be a mess.
When's the Joe Burrow industrial complex going to crumble?
I don't know, man.
I think he's still really good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too.
Should try winning.
I mean,
some
I'm
games.
Not saying the defense they're top dogs.
Doo doo.
Yeah.
Rodgers' defense was doo doo for years.
Yep. Playoffs good. All the time.
Not that
eight.
Chargers. If the Chargers aren't here, then they're not in the top 10.
I don't think they're in the top 10 if they're... I'll go San Francisco.
Jen, you're on the board. Los Angeles Chargers are 8. They need help. They need some help.
Oh, yeah.
I like them. I like Harbaugh. Is there a window open?
I mean, it's tough when you're in the division as the team that goes to the AFC Championship game every year, but I mean, they've got a couple changes they need to make, and they can be more competitive.
Young
but
quarterback.
They're a few years away. They're a few years away. What'd you say, quarterback?
I said they've got a young quarterback, new improving head coach and defense. Like,
yeah.
The foundation is there.
7.
I got the Commanders at 7.
Green Bay Packers.
It's your Green Bay Packers.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
I mean, there were 7 in the NFC, so being 7 overall here,
pretty nice.
I know, but I was hopeful that it would be higher.
they got a lot of questions to answer.
I think it. I mean, when I was ranking the NFC teams, I've got Eagles, Lions, Packers for next year, then Commanders. So I'm guessing they're just flip-flopped on the actual list.
I think the offseason is going to, if they sign a big guy or trade for a big guy, they immediately probably jump towards top 5. Like if they make a splash.
Mm-hmm.
They got to make that move.
Yeah.
Which they have to because the only really free agent they have is Myers. He's not going to cost, and McManus, but that's not going to cost a lot of money. So he's got to pick the right free agents or trade or whatever he's going to do. But I thought that was fair. 7.
Yeah.
6.
Gotta be Commanders, then.
I'll say the Ravens.
Jen's correct. Commanders are 6, and Commanders have a boatload of money. I think they're 3rd in the league. They have double what the Packers have, $80 million to spend. So
I think they've got a few more holes, though.
Oh, they have a few more holes.
Then the Packers?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that's why, I said earlier, I thought they had the Packers above the Commanders on my list.
It turns out having the better quarterback, though.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
I don't think that's that out of a take.
Do you not worry that Jaden Daniels has a sophomore slump?
No.
Takes a step back?
No.
A little regression?
No.
I think he gets better.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
5.
I'll go Baltimore here.
I've got Ravens.
Ravens are 5.
Okay.
They choke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're getting
a time to win a Super Bowl with all that talent.
It's long overdue, I would argue.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting anybody push back.
Let me ask you a question. Does Harbaugh's rep take a hit if you keep bridesmaiding this thing?
Maybe.
I think it's more Lamar.
Yeah, I think
if you're winning these MVPs, you know, be relevant in the playoffs.
There is a certain level of show up in the playoffs. You're great at the regular season.
Because he had the 2 turnovers against Buffalo this year. That's not on Harbaugh. Harbaugh's not going, hey, you want
to
be cool?
Give it to the other guys.
Go fumble.
But guys, think about that second half of that game. He was brilliant.
Yeah, and part of the reason that they had to dig out of the hole is because he put him there.
Mm-hmm. 4.
Lions. I have the Lions.
A-O Buffalo.
Philadelphia Freedom.
What?
Interesting.
Defending champs?
Well, they don't have a ton of money.
Yep.
I think they got $24-25 million, and they have some big-time free agents that are up.
Okay, but hasn't Howie earned the benefit of the doubt at this point?
Yeah,
I don't think Philly's one of them, because they do have some free agents. I don't think it's like Kansas City where you don them.
If you're gonna get
4 is a little low or high or whatever you want to call it, but
you think
low.
They should have been higher? No, you think they should have been lower. Again, I'm trying to read into your brain. You think they should have been 1, 2, or 3?
I think if Detroit doesn't get beat up, Detroit has as much talent as they do.
What?
I should have.
Wait, she asked the question. He's answering the question.
Is he?
Yeah. He's explaining to you where he thinks Philadelphia would land.
He's working through it on the air. Okay.
They're at four because why else would you be reading a February 11th power rankings for next season?
Correct.
Gotta hook people.
I said the worst thing for the Packers would be for Detroit not to win the Super Bowl this year. Because they're going to come back hungry as ever, and they actually have more money in free agency than Green Bay does.
Okay, well then I guess I'm going to go with Detroit for number three on the list.
Detroit is three.
Yeah. You didn't even get to guess, Gabe.
Nope,
sorry.
Apparently not.
I mean, what we're banking on in Detroit is they lost their two coordinators.
Correct. And that's and a couple of other coaches here and there.
You would
some
think
of them
that would ding them a little bit harder.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out.
Whoever the next offensive coordinator is going to be very important because the relationship between Ben Johnson and Jared Goff was very strong. Got Goff to play some of the best football of his career. And for that whole thing to work, Goff has to continue to play at that level.
So no more NFC teams. We're down to the final two. And I'm guessing they went Bills, Chiefs.
Yeah, Buffalo, Kansas City.
Bills, Chiefs.
You can argue the Chiefs shouldn't be one.
Yeah, Chiefs should not be one.
Of course.
They should not be one. That's.
Who
they need some...
should?
Buffalo's chokers.
Get yourself a little
I was about
pickle.
To say, if you're
get
not going to say Philly, if you're not going to say Philly, then Kansas City is clearly one. All they do is go to the AFC Championship game every year.
I think Detroit's better.
We can correct
Kansas
that
City.
Super Bowl.
Detroit is better than Kansas City.
Five out of the 7 years, they've gone to the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Look, we said at the beginning this was a way too early power rankings.
Yeah.
But do you think that we should be happy Packers fans with a seven? I was really... Again, right Josh, now. I think you're right. You make a move, you make a splash, get a little more... get a little deeper at some of those positions.
The last time we saw this team, they lost three games in a row.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
No, that's fair. Seven's fair.
Also, seven is firmly in the conversation of Super Bowl contender. Like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a slight. I think we're trying to... I'd love to be top five.
That's what I was going
to
say. I don't think it's a slight either. I'm not sitting here going, oh, this is an egregious error of judgment by the people who put together the power rankings. It's more of like, I wish they were higher. But I agree with you. Until they do something to merit a higher standing, I guess I'm fine being in the conversation. You know, like Goody. He's in the conversation.
Oh, he's got to be more
in the talks.
He's got to be more than in the conversation for them to move off of seven.
Can't argue with that either. We'll take a break here on Jed, Gabe, and Chewy. Still more to come right after this. Generally speaking, yesterday, when we were talking about the Deebo Samuel stuff and how Deebo Samuel may be available... I didn't see that Keyshawn Nixon weighed in on this. Chu, did you see that Keyshawn Nixon weighed in on Deebo Samuel?
I did not.
Okay. So there was a post on X that said Deebo Samuel is available for trade. Packers, time to bring in a number one. Keyshawn Nixon responded to that saying, love him. We don't want him. Laughing face.
It's a correct analysis.
Yes.
Sure, but do we want Keyshawn Nixon weighing in on these sort of things on the old X? Doesn't it feel like maybe we should just stay well enough away?
No, I don't have a problem with it.
You don't?
No.
Well, let's just say, let's hypothetical this sucker out.
Okay.
Let's just say that the Green Bay Packers saw things differently. And let's just say that Goody was like, you know what we're going to do is bring in Deebo Samuel. Well, now you got yourself a situation, Chew. Because Keyshawn Nixon is on the record as saying, we don't want you. How do you handle that?
Well, I think Goody should, number one, listen to Keyshawn because Debo's not a one anymore. And they kind of have their Deebo and Jaden Reed. I mean, could you do that back in my day? No, it's stupid. But today, I mean, nothing shocks me. The fact that he was right, I guess I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It feels like Aaron Rodgers has a better chance to return to Green Bay than Deebo Samuel has of coming to Green Bay.
Is there an aspect here of after a rough week for the wide receivers on the program, he's just going to start saying, we don't need them, we don't want them?
Again, I feel like he's going to be wrong. Maybe that's hopeful, maybe that's wishful thinking over here, but I feel like they're going to add somebody to the wide receiver core.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was plain as the nose on my face that they need an upgrade. They need somebody. Even if it's a veteran leadership, you know, stretch the field in absence of Christian Watson sort of guy. They need to add somebody. So Keyshawn can't be out here just every guy that gets potentially attached to the Packers in the internet world. No. No, thank you. Not interested. No, thank you. Like, I don't think that that's a sustainable thing either.
Well, but until he does it to multiple guys, I think this is a one-off.
Yeah, he also didn't do it about Devontae, which was...
Mm-hmm.
Suspect.
Discussion being had between him and Kay Adams. I believe he was recruited by Xavier McKinney on Twitter as well. So he chose to sit out that one.
The only thing he's got to be careful on is, dude, you ain't an all pro. You're talking like an all pro.
I mean, Debo's not anymore either.
No, I know, but
having a mid off.
Are they kind of a push? I mean, he's already anointing himself CB1. He ain't, I mean.
Well, and so that's the thing, Chu. This does not exist in a vacuum. This comment is not in and of itself all that we are reacting to, because we have the prior information of Keyshawn Nixon weighing in on other things that maybe he shouldn't be saying publicly.
He
right?
said, like, he loved the guy. It's like saying, with all due respect, you're covered afterwards.
Exactly like saying,
you are completely
with all due
covered.
Respect, and we all know what with all due respect means.
CYA there said the thing,
you know,
and
why,
then said the not so flattering thing.
You know why he says things like this? And guys, because LaFleur's not reining him in. He should send out a group text and say, hey, shut your mouths.
It's not 1995 anymore, respectively.
I don't care. It's like, you guys haven't won anything. And I'm talking this group of Green Bay Packers. You won nothing. You know? Just control your mouth. That's when I was blown away in 1992. I remember coming here. And just the arrogance here. I'm like, you guys went 4-12. You suck. Why are you acting like this? Especially the offensive linemen, they were like so worried about hazing instead of worried about winning football games. I'm like, what a crappy culture. I don't know.
It sounds like the two of them are pals, or at least that's what Keyshawn has said on his Twitter account, that Deebo is his brudda, B-R-U-D-D-A-H, brudda. That may just be a joke between the guys, right? Like,
could be.
We don't want him laughy face. Again, I want to make it big picture here. Keyshawn Nixon, you may be a valuable, productive member of the defensive backs unit. Can we just wait until you get out there and see? Like, the Jair thing hasn't shaken itself out yet, so we can't really crown Keyshawn CB1. I'm not even sure, again, no disrespect, I'm not even sure he can be a CB1. Like, there's a part of me that just wants to be like, hey, Deebo, just settle under the surface right now. Just like, Keyshawn, excuse
Keyshawn,
me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
As soon as I said it, my brain was like, nope, that's not correct. Am I wrong in feeling that way? Again,
no.
Do what you want to do, I suppose. My preference is a lot of stuff to shake out here still with the Green Bay Packers. I know that he's probably bored. Okay? It's the off season. But there's a part of me that kind of just wants him to not. Is that a fair take, or am I being kind of...
No, it's a fair take, because his position is one of the ones where everyone thinks they need an upgrade. You know? So just pump the brakes on the evaluation of other players there, because you're being evaluated just as well.
Yeah, right? But I mean, he's sticking around. He's going to be a part of that quarterback
room next year.
I'm not
saying he's going anywhere, but he's not... I mean, he's not Revis Island. Would you agree he's a little more than a guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think most teams would be happy to have him as, like, their second cornerback, yeah.
Yeah. Which, control your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, around, it could around. Be a joke between
what
two pals,
around,
too.
Goes around.
I mean,
that's fine.
If it's a, what if it's a joke between two pals?
Yeah, that's not fine. I mean, that is fine. It's just like,
wait, what do we?
No,
it is fine or isn't fine.
It's just like,
are you fine?
It's not Monday.
4% better than Monday.
12 minutes away. Am I fine? No, I'm not fine. I'm 12 minutes away. Okay. If you get my drift.
No, yeah. We do. You're counting down the moments until the show is over and you can go hang out with your rocks.
Are you just doing that in complete silence, or are you throwing in some headphones and listening to some tunes?
No, I did it in silence. If you're going to be miserable, just be miserable.
Wow, you are approaching this completely the wrong way. You had the opportunity to have some pals help you out. You could have been chit-chatting, enjoying a little dude time. Now we ask if you have any music while you're doing the rocks. You're saying no. Mistakes were made is what I'm trying to say to you. Mistakes were made.
Jen, this is like 5 days of doing legs every day. That's what it is. Just power through it and get it done, and it sucks, and just move on.
I contend the only way you could do it worse than the way you're currently doing it is by abandoning the wheelbarrow and using your shirt to carry the loose gravel and dropping it on the ground, because you have just leaned into misery at such an unnecessary level.
Again, I still respect it, Chew. I respect it.
Am I one of those guys that's just happy when he's miserable?
Yes.
You didn't have to say it at the same time, right?
Why am I now picturing, based on what Joshy said, that scene from like The Big Lebowski where they're cleaning the bowling ball?
when Jesus is cleaning his bowling ball?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm picturing Chewie doing that with the rocks.
With handfuls
Jen,
of
how
rocks.
Are you getting home?
Uber.
Jeez, trust the man again.
What other option do I have?
Hitching? Might be more consistent.
Yeah, let me think about it. You know, Gabe, you're not coming this afternoon. Why don't you run me back to Mequon? You do it for Chewy. That was not a real request, just so you know. You don't have to answer it. We'll take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wrap up the show right after this.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He hates the ending of all comedies. Apparently doesn't like happy endings.
I love happy endings. Don't take it that far.
Maybe that's a vote for Groundhog Day for you.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Our ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page saying Debo and Nixon are friends. It is all a joke. And if that is true, I'm fine with it. You know what I mean? Weigh in. Have a laugh. I just still don't think the Packers are going to kick the tires on Debo Samuel. I think he's too old to be a legit target for them. But we will continue to pay attention to the free agents and to the moves and the trades and all of that stuff. Seems like a lot of these things have this March 12th. It seems like a date that I've seen pop up for a lot of these guys as far as if they're going to be moved. It feels like March 12th might be one to keep date to keep an eye on, Gabe.
That's because that's usually the third day of the new league year. So that's a lot of times when roster bonuses are due. And so like if Myles Garrett is going to get traded, they are going to trade him before that date because the Browns don't want to have to pay that, because that comes out of their pocket, still counts against their cap, and then they have to trade him. So it just adds to the dead cap that a team would have to absorb in order to trade a player. So a lot of these guys that we're talking about are probably going to be available before free agency even opens, because I think Devontae's going to get released. I don't think anybody's going to sign up for that contract. You know, Cooper Kupp is somebody we've thrown around. My guess is he gets released or traded before free agency opens, and it's the same thing with all the pass rushers we talk about.
We'll continue to pay attention to that. I'll check out the Twitter poll for today. Who do you blame for the Packers' deficiencies along the defensive line? Goody for drafting the wrong players. The players for not performing to expectations. Right now, 60% of people say it's the players not performing to expectations. Go ahead and weigh in on that. Moist reminding us that they did stop the run well every year, but Tim says it looks like Goody is not great at evaluating college D-line prospects. He needs to move towards using free agents to populate that position. And finally, Will Jen get her $47 back for her Uber ride this morning that never ended up picking her up but charged her for the ride? This one is split. 52% of people say yes, they are optimistic in my ability to absolutely badger the Uber customer service line. 48% of people say no, it's not happening.
Quick question. What is the line for everyone on the panel when it comes to, I'm going to fight this, or it's not enough to bother me?
$1, Bob.
Oh, jeez. I'm $20. If it's less than $20, I'm like, I could care less. I could keep my inner peace and just move on with my day.
Yeah, around $10 probably, yeah.
Chu, what about you?
I'm not answering because of spies.
Hey,
I think you know my answer.
That is smart. That is just smart.
What about your wife?
Oh, a dollar.
There
she's
it
with
is.
You.
See? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't think anyone's going to dispute that you're going to get your money back here, at least amongst the show. It's really, what's the over-under on the amount of time it takes Jen to get her
great
money
question.
Back?
It's a great question. I'm saying
over an hour and a half.
Over an hour, I would go with for sure. I got to talk to a human. I got to plead my case. I got to yell at some people. But it'll get done.
I don't know if you need to yell.
Yeah, you might have to.
All right, Will, Dee, and Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody.